Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team is coming off of a win where your team scored 4 goals. Must have been nice for you to see your team score that many goals.
I just felt good for the group, good for the players. Obviously, the individuals that scored, but you know, you could tell by the reaction. All the post-goal celebrations were pretty. They were pretty excited. 5 pretty happy players on the ice. So it's been a struggle, no doubt. You know, the players are well aware of it. So that first goal is just huge that Ellis scored. You know, we'd been peppering their goalie pretty good, and here it's getting late in the second. You're just wondering. What's it going to take, right? She snipes that one, and Abby follows it up. So it was big, and just like I said, to get four, to get the win, just to see the group rewarded, it was, and that's what it's all about.
It was definitely nice to see some smiles on the ice finally. Another challenging weekend here as you host number 2 Wisconsin, and the last time out, you were only able to score 1 goal. How much do you think last Saturday boosted the confidence of your goal scorers?
Well, hopefully a lot. Yeah, I mean, that's, just having that success, having that feeling. I mean, that's, that confidence can go a long way. Now, is it gonna be enough tonight? Who knows? Obviously, we're playing an outstanding team. They just play so well defensively. They don't give you a lot. So you got to work real hard. Usually, obviously, their goaltending is going to be good. So, the feeling that we had last week, a lot of it was just, just getting pucks to the net. The things that we've been stressing over and over again, just going to the net, stopping at the net, being a blue paint team, having that shot mentality, all those things kind of came into play last Saturday. And hopefully we can carry that mindset into today's game. And certainly we're playing a completely different level as far as our opponent, their talent level. But Coach Peters used to say, you never underestimate, you never overestimate any of your opponents. Just got to go out and play our game.
What were some of the things that you emphasized this week during practice to prepare for the Wisconsin Badgers?
Well, they've got such a great transition game. Puck management is just imperative. You really have to do a good job coming out of your zone, going through the neutral zone, and getting pucks past their D. Because if you try to stick handle in the neutral zone and turn it over, they're going to come at you so fast, and generally it's going to be an outnumber situation. So spent a lot of time just with our neutral zone, just being disciplined there. We got to make sure we stay above their forwards, and if we can slow them down, if we can force them to dump it or turnover, then that's a win for us. So a lot of that, obviously D zone, but at the same time we want to possess. So it was kind of a combination of all those things, and it's really a mindset. I think Emma said it best the other day. She goes, they have to play us. That's got to be the mindset we have. And this is our building. We're gonna play hard and give them everything we got.
Well, I know in the past Bemidji State has been one of the toughest teams to play against, just because your team is that hardworking, blue collar sort of team. You're gritty. What is that? I mean, how hard is it to kind of bring that back in to this season and try to teach some of these younger players that aren't familiar with that legacy to play that way?
Well, it's kind of a two-part thing there, Kelly. Obviously, the upperclassmen are the ones who kind of set the tone in the locker room, and they talk to the younger players about this is how we have to play, and we're going to remind them. I mean, again, you look at their lineup. Lacey Eden is a national team player. She's on their third line. She's got 22 points. That's their third line. So we're not going to match them player for player talent wise, but hard work can take you a long way, and that's the mindset you have to have. We got to be hard to play against. We got to work hard. We got to be scrappy, and we've got to keep the game close. If we can score first, that's huge, and we want to extend the game as long as we can, where it's tied, we're ahead, whatever. It puts more pressure on them. So, again, we're going to need good goaltending, but we have an outstanding goaltender in Hannah who's done very well against this team in the past. But we need to be real hard to play against on our end. We need to block shots. We just have to be really, really gritty.
You were switching up the lines the last couple of weeks trying to find that chemistry. I thought your team last Saturday in Quinnipiac looked really good against Sacred Heart. Have you made any changes to those lines?
Ray's line's the same. I thought those three, Ray with Claire and Reese, were really, really good. I thought they kind of set the tone for us, and just shift after shift just did a really good job in the offensive zone, had a lot of zone time, created a lot of opportunities. That Gabby Smith's line with Callie and Taylor was much better Saturday than they were Friday, with Taylor on that wing, and I thought that made a big difference. And you know, they're veterans. We need them to step up. We moved Michaela Zilich, who I thought had a real strong game on Saturday. We put her with Paige and Kayla, who I thought who played really, really well on Saturday. And then Gino's going to center Maya and Shelby, who in the past have done very, very well.
Coach, what's it going to take to get a win here against this Wisconsin Badger team?
You know, we've talked an awful lot about the keys, what we have to do, but you know, the big thing for us is we just got to go. We got to have the mindset. We got to make it happen. We just got to go. We're going to play hard. We're going to play fast. Going to have fun doing it, and we'll see where the chips fall.
Sounds great. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.